Islamabad Police, under the direction of Inspector General Eji Syed Ali Nasir Rizvi, have launched a strong crackdown against one-wheelers and hooliganism, resulting in the seizure of dozens of motorcycles involved in reckless stunts across the city. Ej Rizvi instructed all officers to strictly supervise the operation in their respective areas, making it clear that illegal activities, such as dangerous stunts and one-wheeling, would not be tolerated. Several motorcycles were impounded at various police stations as part of the enforcement effort. "We are committed to ensuring the safety of our citizens, and we will not allow reckless driving or stunts on the roads," Ej Rizvi stated. He further emphasized the importance of providing a safe environment, especially for families visiting recreational spots. As part of the Eid celebrations, more than 1,500 police personnel were deployed across Islamabad to maintain law and order, especially during the second day of the festival. Traffic officers worked to ensure smooth traffic flow at major intersections, preventing disruption on the roads. Ej Rizvi also clarified that only families would be allowed to access popular parks such as Daman Eco and Lakeview Park, while rowdy individuals would be denied entry to maintain a peaceful and family-friendly atmosphere. He warned youths to refrain from engaging in illegal activities and made it clear that severe consequences would follow for those violating the law. Earlier, Islamabad was unusually calm on Sunday, as the city's working class and students departed for their hometowns to participate in the Eid al-Fitr festivities, leaving the city's streets deserted. Islamabad, once a bustling city, has become quiet and peaceful as most of its residents have left for their hometowns to celebrate Eid with their families. Major roads, such as the Islamabad Expressway and the Srinagar Highway, were seen nearly empty, with only a few vehicles being seen. The city's public transportation system, including buses and taxis, was also operating on a reduced schedule. Many students who had been residing in the city for educational purposes also packed their bags and left for their native towns.